WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee, presenting the Grand Ole Opry. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 949th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Cowboy Copas.
Pretty blue kimono in the big department store, just like that blue kimono my island sweetheart wore. When we said aloha by the sea, we both cried tears of misery, because we knew I had to sail away. She wore a blue kimono, she was an angel in a blue kimono, an island princess in a blue kimono, and I'm gonna go back to her someday. Pretty blue kimono, reminder of the past, you bring back that sweet evening that flew away so fast. When I had to leave my hula girl, a lovely rare Pacific pearl, she put a picture in my heart to stay. Wore a blue kimono, she was an angel in a blue kimono, an island princess in a blue kimono, and I'm gonna go back to her someday.
Thank you, folks. It's real good to be here with you at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. Grant Turner, slip in here, and we'll tell the folks who's on tap. First off,
Cousin Minnie Pearl,
Pete Stamper,
Chet Atkins,
Miss Dell Wood,
the Opry Dancers,
and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
Plus your special guest, Copas.
Right, Grant. He's our good friend, George Jones. There's lots of fine picking, singing, and fun tonight. And I think some of the fun's heading our way right now. Here is that speed demon from Dawson Springs, Kentucky, Pete Stamper.
With all the news going around about these rockets and out of space travel and everything, I wasn't too surprised about the headlines of my hometown paper this week. The headlines up there says that Dawson Springs man comes in contact with flying saucer. And, of course, that was the headlines. The story went on to say that contact was also made with a frying pan, a rolling pin, and what's believed to have been two cold biscuits. Of course, that shows that the way of thinking up in there is kindly space-minded, and in fact, the people up in my hometown's been hearing about the scientists saying that man-made moon was going to come down, and they've been kind of keeping an eye out for it up there. In fact, the other night, last Thursday night, right down below where Shorty Hewitt lives, one of our factories blowed up down there, and... Well, it wasn't a factory, it was a moonshine still, is what it was. It blowed up, and they heard the noise and run down there. I reckon they was thinking that it was going to be one of these man-made moons coming down, but they were just a little bit disappointed, I think, to learn it was just some man-made moon going up. But I think television is what's caused that, because they get all these pictures up there of all these rockets and things. In fact, Shorty Hewitt's folks is the one that carries the news around, and he's the first one to ever get television up in their part of the country. And, of course, when they first got television there, all they could get was just a bunch of snow, and the news finally wore off, and they got tired of watching that. And they sent in to town to get a feller to come out and see what was wrong with it, and he said the reason they wasn't getting no picture was on account of they didn't have no aerial. So Shorty ain't one to put out money, so instead of him buying an earl, he went and got him a long piece of wire and hooked the television set up to a lightning rod on his barn there. And done real good. Of course, he still didn't get a picture, but it made the snow come in a whole lot better for a while. Shorty had just opened his doors to everybody to come in and see television. Everybody enjoyed it, I reckon, all but one feller, and that's Rob Penley. And one night he come in there, and it was one night that didn't have nothing but snow on. And he come in and he sat down in front of the television set and pulled off his boots. And in fact, he went to sleep watching it. And we thought it'd be a good trick to pull on him, as is his first night to ever see it, to pour his boots full of water and make him think the snow had melted out in them. And we did. Of course, we never was sure if that's what he thought or not. But it must have been, because he come over the next night, and it was a Western on. He brought his shovel with him, so I guess that's where it was. I'll see y'all. I got to go home.
Thank you very much, Pete. We always enjoy your visits. Here's another young country artist that we always enjoy. He's your Grand Ole Opry favorite and ours, George Jones! George, buddy, make yourself to home.
Thanks, Copas.
I hear you've been braving snowstorms and all kind of weather to entertain our good Opry friends out of town.
Well, Copas, we just come from about 15 days in Canada where it's snowing and cold up there, and it kind of feels good to be back where it's warm.
Well, I hope the weather gives you and your fans a chance, George. But right now, how's about a real good song?
Well, here's one called Tall, Tall Tree.
That's one of my favorites.
Well, if you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you ever seen. The tall, tall trees and all the water in the seas, because I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, if you want to own a great big mansion, yes, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees, the water in the seas, because I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yes, I'm a fool over you.
Take a while, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, I've got it. And if it's money you need, I'll go get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the water in the sea, because I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Take a trip across the ocean. Yes, we'll travel in a place you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the water in the seas, because I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, if you want to own a great big mansion, yes, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the water in the seas, because I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yes, I'm a fool over you.
A while, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, I've got it. And if it's money you need, I'll go get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the water in the seas, because I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
You know, Copas, I went to a movie this afternoon and saw one of them fellas skiing down a beautiful snow-covered mountain that reminded me of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
A fella skiing reminded you of P.A.?
Well, now here's this fella skimming down the mountain on a clear, crisp day, and that reminded me of Prince Albert's freshness. The way it smokes so cool, smooth, easy, the way Prince Albert packs in your pipe. The way crimp-cut P.A. burns long and slow and lazy, letting you glide along that special Prince Albert taste.
And fellows who have tried P.A. know about that taste, Grant. They know it's rich and natural because Prince Albert keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco, then brings it out tastier, finer, richer.
Well, same goes for Makin's men, Copas. Crimp Cut P.A. lets a Makin's man roll a smooth-looking, smooth-tasting smoke every time.
Pipe smoker or Makin man, get all the flavor and freshness of the great outdoors. Every time you pack your pipe or roll your own, do it with Prince Albert, Naturally Tasty P.A. Well, sir, here's Tommy Jackson and his fine fiddle doing Ragtime Annie, just what our Grand Ole Opry square dancers need to start kicking up their heels. Everybody dance!
First, hand four leader, back and swing, a half circle, and a 280 change. Hey, back, lady, get him a chain. Hey, 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 don't forget to watch the door. come lead off with that bird again. Bird out, let's hold it. Go out and come up again. Oh, good, pretty old homebody. Head and go, yeah. Oh, that kid's in and watch him rag. Rag it, and re-rag it. Head back and swing your partner. Get the dog put there. Oh, good, good. Now that butterfly for it. Ladies for it. Yep. Everybody for it. Flip for it. Halfway, no.
Every Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry, we like to spend a little of our time with a sacred song or one of the happy gospel songs of our day. Tonight, we'd like to make it one of those songs that everybody can join in. We'd like to do one of our spiritual songs. We want you folks to join in on the second chorus. Pat your hands real big and loud. Some of the boys will help you out when to pat your hands. Here is Don't Shake Hands with the Devil.
Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with that evil one below.
Thank you, friends. Now it's time for the fine pickings I told you we had for you tonight. My good buddy Chet Atkins is warming up an old favorite. So let's hear Chet, his great guitar, and Tiger Ray. Fine, Chet. Thank you. And now, friends, a great big welcome for our gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I tell you right now, I'm lucky to be here tonight because there's something awful happened out here just now when I was coming in out here. There was a feller I have never saw before in my whole life grab me and kiss me. He did, sure enough. I really slapped his face. I slapped his face good soon as he was through. Well, I guess all of us women are pretty much alike, you know. When we're real young girls, well, we spread love and kisses. Then when we get married, we spread sunshine and cheer. And then when we get to middle age, we just spread. But you know, we just the biggest news at Grinder Switch this past week. We had an awful nice church bazaar, a charity bazaar down there for our church. And me and Luli Bell Scully was taking care of the kissing booth. Luli Bell, she's one of the prettiest girls at Grinder Switch, present company accepted. And, well, she is. Me and Luli Bell is a whole lot alike, I'll have you know. We are a whole lot alike. The only difference in me and Luli Bell is that she can get any feller she wants, and I want any feller I can get. Well, I tell you, Aunt Ambrosie come by this week. She's worrying about what she's going to give Uncle Nabob for Christmas. And I said, well, Aunt Ambrosie, why don't you give Uncle Nabob one of them newfangled toupees to wear on his head? He's awful sensitive about getting bald. I said, get him one of them there toupees. Everybody's wearing them now. Aunt Ambrosie said, whoo, I should give him a toupee. She said, why would you put a new convertible top on a busted down engine? Well, said, oh, Uncle Nabob ain't no dumb one. Like last year when he went a-fishing down to Kentucky Lake. And while he's down there, he sent us a great big parcel of the nicest fish you ever seen in your life. The smart part about it was that when he wrapped up the parcel of fish to send it to us, he put up there in the corner of the package, if not delivered in 5 days, never mind. Bye now. See you next week.
Minnie, is that Hezzy waiting for you?
It sure is. Ain't he calm and pretty?
Well, he is calm.
Do you know, nothing disturbs Hezzy. Sputniks go up, the world's busy and worried, but Hezzy, he's got a friend that never changes, that always brings him comfort.
Prince Albert smoking tobacco?
Right. Hezzy says it's the best friend his pipe ever had.
Well, that's because PA lets a fellow enjoy a long, lazy, cool-smoking pipe full, Minnie. Lets a fellow be comfortable, sorts of gets his bearing. And all the while, he's enjoying always fresh, always rich-tasting, always smooth-smoking Prince Albert.
Hezzy says making men love it, too.
Well, they sure do, Minnie. Pipe smoker or making man. Fellas go for the natural tobacco taste and real smoking comfort of the National Joy Smoke, Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
And now, friends, how about another visit from our guest star tonight, George Jones? How about that, huh? Hey, George, which one have you got for us now, son?
Well, Copus, we have a brand new Christmas record out now. We'd like to do one side of it entitled A Brand New Baby for Christmas.
I've heard that, and it's good.
I want a new baby for Christmas, one with long, pretty hair. So I can stand and kiss her, and I know I'll never miss her, because she will always be there. Now, I don't want this old baby for Christmas. Now, Santa, you know she's not true. She kissed me on a hayride and took me for a sleigh ride, then turned my white Christmas to blue. The people are happy at Christmas time. The children keep a-jumping all around. And I don't want to be left out on all of the fun. So, Santa, don't you let me down. I want a new baby for Christmas. So don't you bring me one that's untrue. She kissed me on a hayride and took me for a sleigh ride, then turned my white Christmas to blue. I want a new baby for Christmas. One with long, pretty hair. so I can hold and kiss her. And I know I'll never miss her, because she will always be there. Now, I don't want this old baby for Christmas. Now, Santa, you know she's not true, for she kissed me on a hayride and took me for a sleigh ride, then turned my white Christmas to blue. Yes, the people are happy at Christmas time. The children keep a-jumping all around. And I don't want to be left out on all of the fun. So, Santa, don't you let me down. I want a new baby for Christmas. So don't you bring me one that's untrue. She'll kiss me on a hayride, then take me for a sleigh ride, and turn my white Christmas to blue.
Thank you, George. Buddy, don't go away. Just go for the old upright piano. That's where the queen of the country piano is holding forth. And we're all going over to hear Miss Del Wood and the Maggie Blues. Here we go. Friends, our opening song tonight, Blue Kimona, is our brand new Dot record. And on the record with us was the Jordanaires. Of course, you folks here in the audience recognize those boys right away. And they were on both sides of this record. So we'd like to do the other side of it for you now. A song that we did a long while ago on record. This one is called Breeze, and we're going to ask the Jordanaires to come back in and help us out on this one. We hope you enjoy it. Here we go with Breeze.
Breeze, breeze, breeze. Breeze, you blew my gal away. I've had the blues all day since early dawn. Early dawn, you came a whispering. Morning, she was gone, you were gone. Breeze, you blew her from my side. She was my blushing bride. So hear my plea, hear my plea. Hear me begging you upon my knee. Blow her back, sweet evening breeze. Blow back to me.
Breeze, you blew my gal away. I've had the blues all day since early dawn, early dawn.
You came a-whispering through the trees, little breeze. When I woke up this morning, she was gone, you were gone. Breeze, you blew her from my side. She was my blushing bride, so hear my plea, hear my plea. Hear me begging you upon my knees, blow her back, sweet evening breeze. Blow my baby back to me.
Square dancing here now. How about that? Tommy Jackson doing the fiddling there for us. Swing them on, swing your paws, swing it down, Martin's on. Hurry up, boys, don't be slow. Chicken in the bread, man, get out the door. Don't be going, now you go. Lady, leave the head broken. We take these ladies to the old side door, back and center, and buckle up, boys. Don't you go, no, you go. Now you ride, don't get wrong. Hey, there's any head for home. Take it up, laugh the lady, leave the dance fall through, and take the lead, lady, through the old side door, back in the center, and buckle up for her. Well, sir, there's Tommy Jackson, fiddled in the style, an old tune titled Cripple Creek, and we sure hope we could stay and enjoy it, and lots more country music with you, but it's going home time, and we want to say we sure hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Grand Ole Opry tonight. Next week, we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be Ray Price, along with his special guest, Miss Patsy Cline. Till then, this is Cowboy Copa saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today.
What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.